Daf is daf tzadi hey. So we got down four lines down from the top. We're discussing this whole idea of when there's a knas, do we pay everything back or just the surplus, whatever amount is above the davar hater? So the Gemara says Tashma hauna pachas mishtus nikne mekach. We've already seen this brisa several times. If the person is overcharging, but that is within the range of a sixth, so then it's a good kinyan. And if it's yoser mishtus, if it's more than a shtus of overcharging, so then batal mekach, the whole sale is canceled. But if it's exactly a shtus, if it's exactly one-sixth overcharge, so then kana, the sale is a good sale, and machser, oh no, you return the amount that's been overcharged. So the Gemara asks Amai, why is this the case? Lehader ad pachas mishtus. So why don't we just, in the case of a shtus, or the case of more than a shtus, why do we say, or at least really a case, it's machlokus what the question is, but let's assume yosem ishtus. So why do we say that the whole mekach is batel? Why don't you just return the amount of a six that's above it until you're now, let's say the milk is costs $2, he's charging you $5. So instead of saying, okay, return the milk and give me my money back, just to get the $3 back that you were overcharged for and let the sale go through. So shmamina, the fact that we said the entire sale is batel, shmamina, that kol heichi debay lahadure kula mahader. Whenever you return something, you return the full amount, not just the whatever is above, the surplus, but the entire amount is returned. That's what the Gemara proves from the case of Ona. And the Gemara says, not true. Hachi asha, there's a difference between the case of Ona and the case of the fruit and all the dirt that we've been speaking about up until now. Why? Hasam, when it comes to the case of Ona, when I'm buying an item, mikara shava b'shava amarle. The guy was telling me, here, I'll give you the milk. It's $5. Trust me. Take my word for it. It's $5 for the milk. So it's shava b'shava. That was my intention. And mihu, pachas mishtus lo yidia bimana. Now, the fact that if it's a few cents off of the milk, I'm not going to be aware of. And I'm mochel b'dar, mochel inish. People are mochel if it's within that 1/6. That's still in the range of a shava b'shava. If it's a case of a shtus, if it's a sixth over, yadiya, a person's aware that he's being overcharged in 1/6. V'lo mach, he's not willing to pay overpay for such a that amount of a sixth. And yes, a mishus, if it's more than a shus, so then it's a situation of mekach taos, who ubato mekach, that's considered a sale that's nullified, canceled, it doesn't go through. So the idea here is, when a person's buying something shava b'shava, he's expecting it to be shava b'shava. Those are his expectations. So that's why there are different levels of less than a sixth, exactly a sixth, more than a sixth. As opposed to the situation, the Rashbam explains this, as opposed to the case of buying peros, which it's normal, there's an expectation of it to be dirt and for there to be pebbles within it. So I mochel b'davar, then I expect a certain amount. And if there's a little bit more than that, so I'll say, okay, take off whatever's extra, but I still want the fruit. There's an expectation that it's going to be some dirt and extra stuff in there. But when you're trying to sell me a product and we say it's going to be for cost or for value, I expect shava b'shava. Anything above that is going to ruin the entire sale. So that's the difference. What's the expectation? What's the awareness of the consumer in the different cases? That's how the Gemara explained the difference. Now, there's a small deek to be made here in the Gemara. The Machane Ephraim says, when it comes to a case of pachos mishtus, that when your sale overcharged me within a sixth of the actual value, so it says in the Gemara that pachos mishtus lo yedia, a person doesn't know, and therefore he's mocha. There's this implicit mechila. So the Machane Ephraim's medayik, but if he was aware that he's overcharged less than a sixth, so then he would be able to claim his money back even though it's less than a sixth. That's the dik the Machane Ephraim gets from our Gemara. But then he points out for the Rambam seems to argue and says across the board, whenever there's a less than a sixth of overcharging, the Rambam holds you cannot get that money back.
But I don't understand. If he was aware at the time of the sale, for sure you should say that he's more clever because he was aware and he took it.
Right. So that's the question. At what point is he aware?
I mean, later, if he wasn't aware, then everybody, at the time that they find out, everybody's aware, otherwise they never found out.
Correct. So
it's Imanasha.
Yeah, so it must be that he became aware of it at some point later. A guy buys a milk. He's not going to go, you know, he goes asks around what the price of milk is, and it's not going to faze him the fact that it's less than a sixth within the range. That's what I'm assuming the lo yodia is. He's unaware, he's not going to investigate it. But if he does find out, then after the fact, So then, that's what we discussed in Ono when we did Bamasia. If there's a price tag, and you're aware that you're being overcharged for this, and you're willing to buy it anyways, that's a good sale. So this only question, he found out afterwards. So lo yadia means that he doesn't think the price is so crazy. It sounds like it makes sense. So he's not going to ask anybody. He'll never find out about it. But if he does find out that he was overcharged, even though it was a few pennies, the Machane Ephraim thinks from this Gemara, you can ask for that money back. As opposed to the Rambam says, whenever it's with 1/6, you can't ask for the money back. And seemingly the reason for the Rambam is, we said before, when there's a price of, let's say, $2 for milk, that's a very loose price. There's a range. It's $2 and $2.20, $1.80. There's a range. That's all part of the price of it. And there's not, that's not called ona at all. That's called the price. And even if you know that it's being overpriced, that's not called overpriced. That's part of a range of what something costs. Gemara now says, Toshma. A person takes by himself, you hire a gardener to start planting a bunch of trees. And I raise a makabal of Eser Borios Lemea. So now the gardener says, out of the 100 trees and plants and bushes I'm planting for you, 10 out of every 100 are simply going to be Borios. Borios means it's not going to grow any fruit or vegetables or whatever the case is, it's not going to work. And that's acceptable if there's a 10% failed planting, that's acceptable. But if there's Yoser Mikan, but if more than 10% of the trees don't grow any fruit, so then the halach is Megalgalin Alav Esakol. The gardener has to replant everything. So imagine he plants 100 trees and 89 of them have fruit and 11 don't bear fruit. He has to now go ahead and plant another 100. All 100 he has to plant. So we see from here that when a person gets penalized, he gets penalized everything if it's above that amount.
The Kiddush says that you might think if he only plants one, he's still within the 10.
Right. Meaning he can go and go within the 10.
Oh, as opposed to doing the one, you have to do all 11. Okay. 11, yeah. So that's what Rashbam says. You look at the Rashbam, the medium wide line down, he says, Megalgan alav etzakol, yitalo yud alf ilanos tachten, 11. You would have think the 10 he gets to write off and just do one, he has to do all 11. And the Rashbam says, this is a proof, to hashta leka mechila klau. Ule'el nami imbalinafos menaf es kula kiravhuna. If I'm trying to shake out the barley, see how much dirt's here, and turns out there's more than a rova, I could remove all the rova, not only the yes mirova, but even the rova that I normally would be mochel on. In this case, once I'm removing any dirt, I can remove all the dirt. So too in the case of trees, once I'm making you plant one tree, you have to plant all of the 11 bad trees that happen.
So this is interesting because from here you can learn almost that it's mammonos and it's not knas, because how can somebody, you know, plant the tree that it's not
going to
give fruit
on. Right, they can't be a penalty. How does he know this? So right. They discuss this, which mandam are they talking about? Is it going to the Dina or the Knas?
Right.
And it might also depend, what does it mean Borios? Is it machlokas with Borios means I planted the tree and it didn't grow, that's not my fault? Or does it mean is I never planted the tree in the first place? In which case there might be a penalty in that case.
Or you use a lower grade seed or something.
Right, that'd be also a lower grade, or I made some type of So that's part of the discussion. Very good. So the Gemara says, no, you can't bring a proof from this case because Amar Rav Huna Brei de Rav Yeshua Kol Yeser Mikan Kibalita Mitchila Dami. Anything that's above the 10% line of bad trees is considered as if I never planted them in the first place. There's a very lengthy Rashbam here. He goes on to explain this exactly. We'll read through some of the Rashbam here. If you look at Amar Rav Huna Brei de Rav Yeshua Kol Yeser. Anything above the Eser Borios Lemea, anything above that 10% line, Ein lanu l'chay v'lach solita esaheter al Eser Ilanos Levad. Darehu ba'osa mosar kishbalita oso kilu ba'ach solita sade acher mitchila dam. He says, since those 11 never grew, it's as if I'm starting all over again and having to plant, as if I didn't accomplish anything at all. Sharei, he says, karka harba yesh, sharei lita v'chashu sade shalom b'fnei atmo. 10 trees that are not planted, really 11 trees that are not planted, there's a whole area that I didn't touch as if. And now I took upon myself a huge acre, 10 acres, so 9 acres were successful. Now 1 acre is as if I did nothing. Ah, there are 10 trees that are barren. Does it make a difference? Once there are 11 trees that didn't grow, it's a ke'ilu, I did nothing to that area. I need to start all over again. As opposed to the case of the wheat and the dirt that's mixed together, it's not the case. Fine. Now the remaining part of the Gemara is going to discuss a very technical, as if it's not been technical up until now, but a very technical discussion right now. Gemara, the two dots, quotes from the Mishnah, Martef Shayayin. I buy a storage unit of barrels of wine, and there's an expectation that 10% of those wines are going to be bad. So the Gemara says, Hey Chidami, what exactly is the case here of me buying this Martef Shayayin? So the Gemara says there are three possible scenarios here. Number one, it could be Idamerle Martef Shayayin Stam. I said, I want a wine cellar, Stam. There's a kasha from an upcoming brisa. Idamerle, if I say Martef Zeh, I want this cellar. How do they define Martef, by the way?
Yeah, CEO.
Oh, okay, fine. Martef Zeh. Shayayin, I want this Martef of wine. That's also a kasha from the upcoming brisa. And if it's a third scenario where I say Idamerle Martef Zeh, but I don't mention wine, I want this cellar here. So then, that's also a kasha. So it's either I'm saying, again, Martef, I want a cellar of wine, Stam. I want this cellar of wine, or I want this cellar, whatever's in it. So then, that is a kasha from the upcoming brisa. What's the brisa? So the brisa says, the Tanya, Martef shayayin ani mocher lecha, I'm selling you a Martef shayayin, no sin lo yayin shekul yafa. I'm selling you a Martef of wine, not this one, but Stam, I'm mentioning. So then I expect everything to be good. I want a full Martef of Yayin. I won't tolerate any bad wines. So that can't be our Mishnah. Our Mishnah tolerates 10%. Second case of the Brisa. If I say Martef Zeh Shayayin, this Martef, which happens to be of wine, I'm selling to you, Ani mocher lecha, no sin lo Yayin hanimchar bechanus. I sell you wine that's going out in the stores. What's being sold in stores? So it's a little interesting why this is the case. I don't know why this is the case, but the Rashbam says that Martef that's sold in stores is hainu kulo kosisos, all bad wines, wines that have gone bad. If you look at Tosos as well, Tosos writes, Dibra Maschel nosin lo yain nimkar b'chanus. If I'm saying I'm selling this wine cellar of wine, it's hainu recha chala, v'tameha chamra. What that means is if it smells like vinegar but it tastes like wine, that's what's sold in stores, as opposed to the martef, the stam martef zeh, that's good wine. If a martef zeh, that's referring to nimchar b'chanus. Now, Tosa asks a question here. If it's really referring to wine that smells like vinegar but tastes like wine, tema, he asks, l'man dama recha chala v'tameha chamra chala. There's a Gemara in Brachos that talks about if it smells like vinegar but tastes like wine, one opinion holds that it's actually considered vinegar and not wine. So, hechayavle, how could I, he asks for martef shayayin, how could I give him vinegar instead of wine? Ha martef zeh shayayin kamar, v'ha lav yayin hu, I'm giving him vinegar. It smells like vinegar. Isn't this vinegar? He asks for wine. The Tosa answered something which I don't really appreciate what he means by this. The omeri da'af agav de'havichala mikre yayin shapir. Even though it's actually vinegar, it's still called wine. People still refer to it as wine because it tastes like wine, even though it's actually vinegar. So I don't know what it tastes like, but I don't think it tastes like red wine. But apparently this tasted like wine, so that's considered still part of the deal that they made with each other, even though we actually halachically consider it vinegar.
It's a shakel.
Oh. Seemingly it would be a shakel, yes, according to this Man Damar.
So what's the svara after Martef Zeh Shayayin Mocherlach, they can give him something that's not so good?
Because I want this one. I want this.
But this, he wants this one, and that's the one that's not so good.
Yeah, but it's still called wine, though, right, even though it's not great. So it's still this. I'm getting the Zeh, and I'm getting the Yayin part. Martef Stam.
So what is when it says, Noten lo Yayin hanimkar b'chanut, meaning it seems that he's not giving that Yayin. He says, you should say, Noten lo Yayin hazeh.
Yeah, no, I think it's saying, even if that wine is just vinegar,
okay,
it's called, it's still,
it's been, okay.
Yes,
it's
exactly.
Been a wine.
Exactly.
Okay.
Now, the third scenario the Brisa says is, if I'm saying Martef Zeh, ani mochecha, I want this Martef. I don't specify what is in it. So then, afilu kula chometz higiu. If the whole thing is vinegar, that's considered, I just want this Martef. You don't want to check it out? It's all yours. So that's the three scenarios. Now,
I'm not mentioning the word yayin.
Exactly. Now, in each of these scenarios, it doesn't mention this limitation, this 10% allowance. Our Gemara says, Misha says, if I ask for a wine cellar, so I'm allowed to have 10%, that's going to be bad. But it doesn't line up with any of the prices. So what exactly is our Mishnah where I'm asking for wine and 10% bad, and that's acceptable? So the Gemara says, Liolam damrele martif shayayin stam. I ask for stam wine. I want a cellar of wine. V'tani bereisha, the brayso. Doesn't this brayso say kula yafos? If I ask for a martiv of wine, I expect all good, 100 bottles good. So the brayso needs to be tweaked, and the brayso says mekaba lav eser kosos lemeya. So the way the brayso is reread is as follows. If I say martiv shayayin animor chalacha, so what do you give me? Nosin lo yayin shekula yafer, and then we're adding in umekaba lav eser kosos lemeya. I'm giving you all good wine, but you have to accept 10% that might be bad. And that's how we're rereading the Brisa, and that's the case of the Mishnah where he asks for Stam Yayin. So Gemara says, "Ubestam mi mekabel?" Is it really true when I ask for a martif of wine, any martif yayin, I really accept upon myself 10% of bad bottles? V'hatani Rabbi Chia, doesn't the Rabbi Chia teach in a Brisa? Hamocher chavis yayin lechaver. A person sells a chavis, a bottle of wine, not a martif, but a bottle of wine to a friend. No sin lo yayin shekul yafa. He has to pay a bottle that's completely good. He says, stam. Shouldn't there be 10% of that bottle that could be bad? So the Gemara says, no. Shiny chavis to kula chad chamruhu. When you buy a chavis, it's one bottle. You can't have 90% of a one bottle that's good and 10% of one bottle that's bad. It's all one yayin. A martif shayayin where there are multiple bottles, so then there can be 10% of the bottles that are bad. So in the case of chavis, of course, you mean you want one good bottle of wine, but when it comes to a martif, a wholesaler, so then we could accept the fact that 10% might go bad. So that's still consistent with our Mishnah. But then the Gemara quotes V'hatani Rav Zvid. Rav Zvid taught B'debei Rav Oshaya, martif shel yayin, which is stam, ani mocher lecha, no sein lo yayin shekula yafa. That's all good. But if it's martev zeshayan, if I'm asking for this particular seller, ani mochelecha, so then no sin lo yayin shekul yafa umikaba lav eser kosos lemeya. So this is the opposite. In the case of stam yayin, then 100% has to be good. If it's a case of zeyayin, that's where we allow for 10%, which is against what we said above. And zehu, and he goes on, Rav Zvid says, zehu otzer sheta'asha shanu b'mechachamim b'mishasenu. And this, what he just set up, is exactly what our Mishnah is referring to. So we have now a stira in the different cases. So Gemara answers, ella masnisinami damar lezeh. So you're right, we're giving a new answer. Our Mishnah is not a case of yayin stam, our Mishnah is a case of yayin zeh. When I say I want this martif of yayin, so you sell me the wine, as long as no more than 10% of the bottles are bad. And that's what the understanding of the Mishnah is. But if I ask for a stam yayin, a martif still yayin somewhere, then I expect kula yafa 100% to be good. So the Gemara says, now kashya zel zel. Problem is, there's a stira in the zel zel. What's the stira? So look at the Rashbam on the top line to explain the stira. He says, kashya zel zel. Brisa delea, the brisa we brought above of those three scenarios, v'drav zvid, what we just brought above, just right now, kasha hadade, there's a stira. Delael, the brisa above, katani b'martiv zesha yayin nosin lo yayin hamnim chabachanas. When I ask for this wine, it's a good sale, even if it's bad wine, as long as it tastes like wine, even though it doesn't smell like wine. But opposed to b'hadrav zvid, katani shekula yafe. That if I ask for a stam yayin, rather martiv zeh, I expect it to be the highest quality of wine. So when I ask for zeh, is it high quality wine like Rav Zvid, or is it even low quality wine like they sell in the stores and the street corners? So the Gemara says, lo kasha. This is not a question. Ha damarle le makve, ha delo amarle le mikva. What's this? So the machlok is what mikva either means you add some wine to spice up, to season the food. Or mikvah might mean there's some type of food that they would make out of wine itself. But was it meant for eating purposes, or was it meant to drink? So what's the difference? Le mikvah is I'm using the wine to season my food, and lo mikvah is where I'm using it, I don't want it to season, I want it to actually drink the wine directly. So the Rav Zvid, damar le mikvah, the case of Rav Zvid is where you wanted the wine to seasoned, for seasoning, and the Bryce is a case Delo amarle le mikveh, where you didn't ask for it to season. So therefore what? The Gemara says further, just explains what's this difference. Hilkach, martif shel yayin, if I ask for a seller of wine, if amarle I say I need the wine le mikveh in order for seasoning, so then no sin lo yayin shekul yafa, I need good wine. Wine will only be a good seasoner if it's a good wine. That's the case of Rav Zvid, where I ask for le mikveh. And if I say martif zeh, and I ask for this particular seller, and Amalei, I say, le mikvah, I'm using the wine two season. I also know sin lo yayin shekulo yafe, but since I said zeh, I'm being makabel of eser kosos lemei. I'm accepting upon myself 10% of bad wines. And then if I say martev zeh sheyayin, I want this cellar, but lo amar le mikvah, don't say that I wanted to season my food. Know sin lo yayin nimchar b'chanis. But then that's where we invoke the brisa that you could even give me, it's a good sale, even if it's very bad wine that's there, as long as it's wine that would be sold in the stores out there, that's considered a good sale. Since I'm using it to drink, apparently the quality used to drink is less than the quality used to season the food. So those are the ways to explain.
Supposedly people who buy to season the food keep it for much longer because they use less amounts.
Oh, that's the idea.
Yeah.
Okay, that's why it's not because it affects, because
right.
of the long term.
Because the long term that they need it.
Okay, very good. Very good. Okay. Now the Gemara wants to know, again, further, Ibailu. What wasn't addressed in the Bab Raisa, we have a total of four permutations right now, just to make it clear. We have Martev Stam and Martev Zeh. And within each of them, we have Lemikfa or Lola Mikfa. So above, we only address three of the four. We address within Martev Stam, if it's Lemikfa, you want good wine. If it's Martev Stam Shelo Lemikfa, then you accept even at the Chanis. I'm sorry, other way around. Martev Zeh. Martev Zeh, if it's Lemikfa, you want good wine. Martev Zeh, that's not Lemikfa, I'll even accept what's sold in the store. But Martev Stam, we only address Lemikfa, then I want Kul Yafe. But we never addressed Martev Stam, that is not Lemikfa. That fourth permutation we never addressed. So now the Gemara wants to know, what's the halacha of Ibailu Martif Shayayin, which is Stam, not Zeh. I want to buy Martif Shayayin, Velo Amrle Lemikva. I don't ask for seasoning. So what's the halacha there? My. So Pligi Bar Rav Achav Ravina. There's a machlokas amaroi. Chadamar, one holds Mekabo, that since I never specify Lemikva, I don't necessarily need the greatest wine. I want it to drink, which I'm going to finish quickly. So I'm Mekabel 10% of the bad wine. V'chad amar lo makabel. One says, I don't accept 10%. Since I said stam, I want stam wine, I don't accept it. So that's the machlokas. So the Gemara is going to read very carefully each of these opinions. Man damar makabel. The one who thinks that a person who asks for martif shayayin, he does accept 10% of bad wine. How? Dayik midrav zvid. He makes a dig from Rav Zvid's statement. Dikatani, Rav Zvid said, Martev shayayin ani mochelcha. I'm selling you a stam yayin. V'nosin lo yayin shekulo yafe. You have to give a seller that's all good wine. Vokimna, we said that Rav Zvid is a case, damarlei lemakfer, because you want to use the wine for seasoning. So the Gemara is medayik, time damarlei lemikva, because he only wanted to use it for seasoning. Does the whole wine seller expect it to be good? But halo amarlo lemikva, but if he didn't say he wants to use it for seasoning, meaning he wants to use it for drinking, then he would be mekabel the 10% of bad wine. So that's the diuk, the one who holds that he is mekabel in this case, 10% of bad wine. Now the man damar lo mekabel, the opinion who holds that he doesn't accept 10%, if he asks for stam wine and he doesn't say lemikva, he wants it to be kul yafa, he's daik mibraisa, he makes a diuk from the braisa. The braisa on Amun Aleph said, Dikatani, Martif Shayayin ani mochelecha. I'm asking for a stam yayin. So, no sin la yayin shekul yafe. You have to give a seller that's all good wine. Vokimna. And we said, Delo amarle lemikva. It's a situation where he didn't ask for it to be seasoned. That's the dik to be made from the braisa. And then, now the Gemara asks, Suleman Dedayik, the one who learns out midrav zvid, kasha braisa. Isn't there going to be opposite implications here? Great, you learned a dig from Rav Zvid that you are makabel 10%, but there's another dig to be made from the Brisa that you're not makabel the 10% of bad wines. So the Gemara says that chasur mechzer, the Brisa is missing something and the Brisa needs to be fixed and reread. V'halchi katani. The Brisa should be read. B'med v'mamurim, when do you expect a yayin that's kul yafe when you ask for stam yayin? That's only damerle lemikva when you're asking it for the wine to be used for seasoning. But now, halo amar le mikva, if you don't ask for it to be used for seasoning, then mikabel, you are accepting upon yourself 10% of the bad wine. And martiv zesha yayin, velo amar le mikva, and if I ask for this particular seller of wine, and I don't say I want to use it for seasoning, I want to use it to drink, So then, no sin laha nimchar milchanis. In that case, this is just finishing off the brisa. That's a case where you could give him a very low grade wine. So now the Gemara says the opposite now. Again, I told you, very, very technical Gemara here. L'man d'dayik mibraisa, the one who learns it from the brisa. Kasha de Rav Zvid. So you learn one dig from the brisa, but you're going to have the opposite dig made from Rav Zvid. Del kimna damerlei, they explain it. Del kimla damerlei lemikva, where he says, I want it to be used for seasoning. But halo amar lemikva, but if I don't use it for seasoning, mikabel, I'm going to accept my by myself 10% losses. So this is the opposite conclusion. So the Gemara says no. Hu adin dafagav delo amar lemikva. The case of Rav Zvid is even in a situation where you didn't accept upon yourself, you didn't want to use it for seasoning, lo makabel, you're not makabel in any scenario. So then why did we establish Rav Zvid is a case where he accepted upon himself lemikva, he's using the wine for seasoning, even though it could have been established also that he wasn't using it for seasoning. Because we had a stira of what happens when I ask for Martiv Zeh, we had two different stiras, so we have to say a brisa is one case and the Rav Zvid is another case. But in a Hanami, Rav Zvid would be the same halacha, even if it wasn't a case of lemikva. And that's how they get around these brises. Okay. Yeah, so we're going to stop here because this next, we can read the one line here, but the next brise is going to go deep into the next one. We're going to get into some sugis finally. I'll read the one line just to get our palate wet a little bit. Amar of Yehuda, Yain ha-nimchar b'chanis, mevarchan al-bori piragafin, Rav Chista amar gavei chamra dakrim lamli. So what's going on here? Rav Yehuda holds that wine that's sold in the store, which again is counterintuitive to us, but wine sold in the store is actually not good. So what bracha do you say? So we paskin, even though it smells like vinegar, since it tastes like wine, Rav Yehuda paskins, you say a bore priagafen, and Rav Chista says, gave hamra de akrim lamali. So what's the case here? So look at the Rashbam here. Rashbam says, de akrim, igre balaz hainu yain koses. So, yain kosis, how do they define kosis? It's bad wine, we say. What's the definition of it? Sour wine? Spoiled wine?
No, I think it's like more, vinegar. I'm looking back on the Ara, yain kosis, nimkar bederech klal bechanuyot leshimush miyadi, immediate use. Le'anashim she'inam shechim yain meule, umi she'ish biyado kamut yain hamadchil lehachmit. Somebody else, you know, it's starting to turn bad. Mocher mehira lechenvanim sheimkor le'avura le'ovrim veshavim. Meaning that people see that it's starting a little bit to get bad.
That's what kosis means. Kosis means it's on the way out now.
It's on the way out.
It's on the way right now, so that's kosis.
So the reason I put it in a store is because it goes much faster. In a martev, you might have to keep it for a much longer time.
Right, so Rav Chista says, what's the need for gavi chamer de akrim? Wine is starting to go bad. Why would you say hagafen? Rav Chista argues and says, in fact, you say a shahakol on wine that's already on the way out. And so we'll discuss that tomorrow and go through this brisa. Okay, fine.